弟兄姐妹们
Good morning.
早安
I think we've been awake for an hour or two or three right now.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
We have been awake this morning for an hour or two or 3 hours already.
我们可能起床以后已经是一个小时、两个小时或三个小时了。
Have we been excited this morning by His love?
我们今天早上因着他的爱被激励吗
？Have we been ever excited by Christ's love for us?
我们
Have we? Can you hear me, or just echo? Can you hear me clearly, or?
It's okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure that my microphone does not have any issue. Okay. So let's read. Turn to Luke. First place we like to read together for the message is Luke 22.
第一处的圣经，我们来读《路加福音》22章
，verse 14 through 15， the two verses，
14-15两节。
So Luke 22:14-15. When the hour had come, he reclined at the table, and the apostles with him.
时候到了，耶稣坐席，使徒也和他同坐。
And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
耶稣对他们说，我很愿意在受害以前和你们吃这逾越节的宴席。
For I say to you, I shall never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
我告诉你们，我不再吃这宴席，直到成就在神的国里。
So let me ask brothers and sisters, what Lord Jesus is doing? What is in Lord Jesus' heart now?
我来问一下弟兄姐妹，主在做什么呢？主现在的心意是什么呢？
He's waiting to have this breaking bread with us when he comes in the kingdom of God.
他在等待，在他再来的时候，在神的国里和我们一起擘饼。
Lord Jesus, been waiting for 1,000 years now to have this communion, breaking bread with us.
主耶稣已经等了1,000年了。一直在等待和我们一起擘饼。
So we are practicing on earth how to have this breaking bread with the Lord while we are on earth before we meet Him.
我们现在在地上就在来操练，如何擘饼，只等到他来。
Lord Jesus says, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover.
耶稣在这里说，我很愿意在受害以前和你们吃这逾越节的宴席。
And let's turn to another place, passage this morning.
我们翻到第二处的圣经。
That's the John's Gospel, chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
Verse 54, 55, and 56, the three verses.
54-56, 3节
He who eats my flesh and my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on that last day.
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
Now another literal translation is he who is eating my flesh and is drinking my blood has eternal life.
另外一个版本就是说正在吃我肉正在喝我血的人就有永生。
Or it can be translated into English, he who keeps eating my flesh, he who keeps drinking my blood has eternal life.
或者另外一个版本就是说一直在喝我吃我肉一直在喝我血的人就有永生。
For my flesh is true blood, true food, and my blood is true drink.
我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.
吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面。
And let's turn to John chapter 13.
让我们翻到约翰福音十三章。
I'm going to read a little bit more. Verses here is from verse 1 through 15.
我们来多读一遍约翰福音十三章一到十七节。
Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knowing that his hour has come, and he will depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own,who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
During supper, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him.
魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
Got up from supper.And laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, and girded himself.
就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰。
This happened at the last supper of the Lord.
这件事发生在最后的晚餐，主的最后的晚餐。
Then he poured water into the basin, and he began to wash the disciples' feet.And to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
So he came to Simon Peter. He said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?"
来到西门彼得，彼得对他说，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？
Jesus answered, "Seth."And it said to him, What I did you do not realize now, but you will understand hereafter.
耶稣回答说，我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。
Jesus said to him, Peter said to him, Never shall you wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
Simon Peter said to him, Lord, then wash not only my feet, but also my hands and my head.
西门彼得说，主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。
Jesus said to him, that he who has faith needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you.
耶稣说， 凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。
Verse 12. So when he has washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined at the table again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you?
十二节，耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说，我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？
You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am.
你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。
If I then, the Lord and the teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
For I give you an example that you also should do as I did to you.
我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
And let's talk to you, verse 34.
让我们继续往前读34节。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
Let's have a word of prayer before we start sharing.
在我们在分享之前有一些祷告。
Father, we come to you. We want to give all the thanks and praises to you.
父啊，我们来到你面前，把一切的感谢赞美归给你。
Because unless you draw us to the Lord Jesus, to Christ, none of us can come to him.
若不是你吸引我们，没有人能到主耶稣那里去。
Thank you for giving us your Son, our Lord Jesus, to us, and whoever believes in him will have eternal life.
谢谢你把你的儿子赐给我们，凡信他的就有永生。
And in this eternal life, we may have fellowship with you and with your Son, our Lord Jesus.
借着这个永远的生命，我们可以和你交通，和主耶稣交通。
And how you wanted to bless all your children today.
你是何等的希望祝福你地上的众儿女。
As you have made today as the day of the resurrection for the Lord Jesus.
因为你让这日成为主复活的日子。
And you will give us a grace so that we can be glad and rejoice on this day.
你赐给我们恩典，让我们可以在这一天欢喜快乐。
Father, may you through your word glorify our Lord Jesus, your Son.
父啊，愿你借着你的话来荣耀你的儿子主耶稣。
Give us grace to understand your word.
赐我们恩典，让我们可以明白你的话语。
To embrace your word in the heart.
把你的话语宝贝放在我们心里。
And give the gift to the speaker and translator with your grace.
也在你的恩典也赐给出口的和翻译的。
May you be with all.This morning, as we share your word, in Jesus' holy precious name, we pray.
但愿我们早上分享你话语的时候，你与我们众人同在。奉主耶稣宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so then the Lord gave us this opportunity to come together to hear His word and to worship Him.
感谢主，让我们有这个机会来听他的话语并敬拜他。
Today I'd like to share the third installment of Breaking Bread.
今天我要来分享有关波饼的第三讲。
We'd like to share the Breaking Bread from Apostle John's perspective.
我来想分享波饼是从使徒保罗的方面。
Apostle John.
哦，使徒约翰。
We know that all three other gospels, there's a recording of Lord Jesus setting up the breaking bread.
我们知道，有三卷福音书都记载了有关拨饼的记录。
And Lord Jesus asks us to do so in remembrance of him.
耶稣让我们要如此行，为的是纪念他。
But we look at the John's Gospel, he didn't mention this part.
但我们看约翰福音的时候，他没有记载这个这段。
We ask ourselves, did he forget to mention it in his Gospel?
是他。忘记了在这卷福音书中记录了吗
？Oh, he did it for another purpose.
还是他有别的目的呢
？Actually, he didn't even record Lord's baptism.
甚至在这卷书中都没有记载主的受洗。
So we know that if we studied his writings.John's Gospel, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and Revelation.
当我们来研读约翰写的书信，就是约翰福音、约翰福音一二三章，还有启示录。
Then we realize it is not a mission; it is intentional.
那我们就意识到这不是漏掉了，是有意的。
Because John focuses on spiritual reality, the ultimate truth.
因为约翰是注重在属灵的实际，是终极的真理。
So in the Lord's baptism and Lord's setting up the breaking bread, he wants to tell us what is the spiritual reality behind this.Lord's baptism and Lord's breaking bread.
因为，这卷书没有记载波饼和受洗，是因为他要表明这个受洗，只是想表明受洗和波饼背后的属灵的实际。
The ultimate truth.
是最终的那个真理。
So Lord's baptism and Lord's setting up the table to John, they are signs.
对于约翰来说，受洗和设饼杯只是一个表记。
Very important, because this is a Christian testimony on earth.
这是非常重要的，因为这是基督徒在地上的见证。
The baptism and the breaking bread are the experience, are the testimony of Christians on earth.
受洗和拨饼是基督徒在地上的见证。
And John's focus is that he wants us to really understand what lies behind these signs.
约翰想注重在这个这些表记的背后是什么样的真理。
So let's turn to John 1, the first chapter of John, just to take for example.
我们来举个例子，约翰福音第一章。
So how he deal with the Lord's baptism?
是怎么记录主耶稣的受洗呢？
受浸。
受浸。受浸呢？
So in the first chapter of John 29, the next day he saw Jesus coming to him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away sin of the world.
第章二十九节，次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
This is he on behalf of whom I said after me comes a man who has higher rank than I, for he existed before me.
三十节，这就是我曾说有一位在我以后来，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。
I do not recognize him, but so that he might be manifested to Israel, I came baptizing in water.
我先前不认识他，如今我来用水施洗，为要叫他显明给以色列人。
32. John testified, saying, I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remains upon him.
32节，约翰又作见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。
I did not recognize him.But he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
I myself have seen,and have testified that this is the Son of God.
我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
So we know that from other Gospels that this is actually at the baptism of Lord Jesus.
Could you repeat that? I didn't hear clearly.
This passage happened, the event in this passage happened,at the Lord's baptism.
这段记载了在主耶稣受浸以前所发生的。
So here he omits the Lord's actual baptism by John the Baptist.
这地方没有记载主耶稣受约翰的浸。
Instead, he mentioned the testimony that John bore for the Lord Jesus.
他记载了约翰为主耶稣做的见证。
So he says, I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God.
他说我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
So he focused on what the ultimate truth of Lord's baptism.
他是注重在主耶稣受浸的终极的最后的真理。
Lord's baptism is a testimony. It points to the ultimate truth.
主耶稣的受浸是一个见证，见证了一个背后的一个真理。
That is that Lord Jesus, through his baptism, to reveal to Israel as Son of God.
因为他要借着这个受浸，要将他显明给以色列人。
So this is his focus.The spiritual reality and spiritual ultimate truth.
The 是约翰福音要那个不注重的地方，就是属灵的实际和属灵背后的那个真理。
我以为他不要的原因
是
我的
笑话。All right, so now let's look at this John's perspective of the breaking bread.
让我们来看看约翰对这个薄饼的看
法。烧书，我说你好了没有？好了。
When John talk about from his perspective the Last Supper of the Lord.
是从约翰的眼光来看，主耶稣的薄饼是什么样子呢？
So this is Lord's Supper to John is the testimony. It's a sign, a testimony to point you to something more important.
对约翰来说，主的晚餐是一个表记，它是指向一个最后的一个真理。
宝宝打
一个
基地了，基地还在吃早饭。
So he tell us two aspects of this John's Gospel, the Lord's Last Supper.
有关主的晚餐，约翰讲了两个方面。
讲，我说你可能下个班
会懂。The two aspects, the first one, as we see in John's Gospel, chapter 13.
第一点就是可以在约翰福音十三章找到。
The second aspect is in John's Gospel chapter 6.
第二方面是在约翰福音第六章里记载。
So these two aspects, one is Christ's love for us.
这两方面中的第一方面就是基督的爱。
And this love in us is transformed into the brotherly love. That's the first aspect.
这个基督的爱在我们里面就转换成我们兄弟相爱，这是第一方面。
And the second aspect is that the fellowship is eternal life.
第二方面就是在这个永生里面的与神的交通。
So that's recorded in the John chapter 6.
这个记载在约翰福音第六章。
So let's look at the first aspect.
那我们先来看第一方面。
He mentioned here in chapter 13.Verse 1, now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
约翰福音十三章一节，逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了，他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
So here, what he wanted to tell us about the Last Supper of the Lord is set up to show us the ultimate love that Christ has for us.
这个最后的晚餐，这里讲到，他是主耶稣设立我们的，表明他对我们爱到底的爱。
Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And then what he did at the Last Supper, we know that Lord Jesus got up from the sea and he girded himself with power.
我们知道在这个最后的晚餐，耶稣离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰。
And he started to wash disciples' feet.
然后他就开始洗门徒的脚。
You see, John here vividly describe all the detailed actions Lord Jesus took.
看主耶的约翰在这里生动地记载了主耶稣所有的那个细节。
It's almost like we are watching a video we play before our eyes.
就像我们在看一个录像，我们在我们的眼前放这个录像。
We saw Lord Jesus got up from supper.
我们看见主耶稣离席站起来。
And he laid aside his garments.
脱了衣服。
And taking a towel, he girded himself.
拿一条手巾束腰。
Then he poured water into basin.
随后把水倒在盆里。
And began to wash the disciples' feet, to wipe them with the towel which he was girded.
就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
We know that washing the feet of the guests is the work of a slave.
我们知道洗脚是仆人做的事情。
Lord Jesus, in order to love us, his love compels him.To become a slave.
主耶稣，他爱这样的爱我们，这爱激励了他，让他愿意成为仆人。
We all remember what Philippians 2 tells us. Chapter 2, verse 6 and 7.
我们都记得《腓立比书》二章六到七节所记载的。
We talk about Lord Jesus in verse 5, having this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书二章五节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But emptied himself, taking form of a slave, and being made in the likeness of man.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
This bond servant, the form of bond servant, original language is slave.
这个仆人，奴仆的形象在原文中是指。像奴隶一样的那仆人。
So here, Lord Jesus humbled himself, he emptied himself, all the glory and all the pride with it, and he took form of a slave.
主耶稣倒空了他的荣耀，他的骄傲和然后成了一位仆人。
So he washed disciples' feet.
他这样他来洗门徒的脚。
So here we can see it takes humility to love as Lord Jesus loved.
这样我们可以看见，就像主耶稣那样的爱。是需要谦卑才能够爱的。
It takes the mindset, attitude of a slave to love as Lord loves.
是要有个心智，要有一个态度，成为仆人的一个态度。
To think about stay on this for a while, the Christ's love for us.
那我们还是继续这一点有就是基督的爱对我们的爱。
How deep is his love for us?
I'm sorry.
How deep is His love for us.
他对我们的爱是多么的深。
And when we think about, meditate about Christ's love for us,
当我们思想来默想基督对我们爱的时候
I think many brown sisters, like me, often feel these two things, two sentiments in our hearts.
就像我一样、包括我在内的弟兄姐妹们一旦思考到主的爱会在我们里面有两件事情感到错
Like in a hymnal, hymn 80T, the two things that happen in the heart. One is that we feel awe, and the other is we feel ashamed. At the same time, when we think about Christ's love.
就像诗歌82首里面讲到的当我们、默想神的爱的时候我们里面可以有两种感觉出来一个是敬畏一个是、
Let's go to a hymn You have a hymnal Turn to a 82 In the stanza 4 Fourth stanza The second half And from my smitten heart With the tears Two wonders I've confessed, the wonders of his glorious love and my own worthlessness.
诗歌82首的第四节就是讲到后半段讲到从我、我从我的震惊心怀流泪认爱其事一是他爱无法测量一是我的不值
This is Christ's love for us
这就是基督对我们的爱
You know that based on nature we can never love like Christ loved us
根据我们的本性我们绝对不能有基督对我们的爱
I think in this world maybe only parents love for their children their own children that we can see a tiny bit of glimpse of such love
在这个世上我想可能只有父母对自己的儿女才有这么神的爱的一点点的、表现
especially mother's love for her own children
特别是妈妈对她自己儿子的爱
that's only tiny reflection of Christ's love
但这也只是一点一点的很少的对基督的爱的反照
Because this love have to have the mindset of a slave.
因为这个爱必须要有那个奴仆的心思。
So I often tell myself and my wife is that it's a long way for us to learn how to love as Christ loved us.
就想告诉我自己也告诉我妻子就说我们需要像基督以基督的心为心
Because I don't have this love in me
因为我在我里面没有这样的爱
Only through eternal life I receive from the Lord. And I can experience Christ's love for me.
就借着在永远的生命里面可以来经历主耶稣对我的爱。
And then this love in us transformed into the love for the brothers, brethren, brothers and sisters.
在我里面基督的爱就转化成我对弟兄姐妹的爱。
So Lord Jesus said,
Jesus,
we know that in verse 13,
13节
he said, you call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, so I am.
是约翰福音十三章十三节，你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。
If I then, the Lord and the teacher, wash your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，上前洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
This is not to be meant to follow this physically, literally.
这个不是说就是在字面上的一个就是模仿。
Not to turn it into religious ritual.
不是一个宗教的一个教条。
Or 仪式 ritual.
仪式。
This is a spiritual ultimate truth in our heart and expressed in the brethren love.
这是我们里面灵里面的那个终极的真理表现在是在我们里面表现出来的。
And then he also says, Lord Jesus, turn it into a new commandment for his disciples. In 34. A new commandment I gave to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
This is first aspect of John's perspective on Lord's Last Supper.
这是约翰，使徒约翰对主耶稣最后晚餐，从他的眼里来看的第一方面。
So it takes humility to love our brothers and sisters.
需要谦卑才能够爱兄弟姐妹。
And it takes the mindset of slave to love our brothers and sisters.
要有做奴仆的心智才能够爱兄弟姐妹。
So impossible for us to obey this command.
对我们来说，来守这条诫命是不可能的。
Unless we constantly live in His love to be touched, moved by His great love.
除非我们一直住在他的爱里，一直被他的爱所感动、所激励。
Now, second aspect is recorded in John's Gospel 6.
第二方面记载在约翰福音第六章。
So this is about one of the passages, one of the events that we found in all four Gospels.
这里记载了一个事件是在四卷福音书中都记载过的。
This is aLord fed 5,000 men with five loaves and two fish.
这是记载的主耶稣用五饼二鱼 喂饱了5000男人。
But we know that John's recording of this event is a lot longer than all his other three disciples' accounts combined.
像汉子福音这里记载的这个事件非常详细，非常多，比其他三卷书中记载的合起来还要多。
He wanted to show us the ultimate truth, the spiritual reality behind the feeding of 5,000.
他要向我们显明五饼二鱼这件事，喂饱五千人的事情背后的属灵的真实的最终的实际。
That is what he has in 54, verse 54 through 56.
这记载在约翰福音54到56节，六章。
So Peter, he says, he who eats, is eating, keeps eating my flesh, and drinks, is drinking, and keeps drinking my blood, has eternal life.
跟你说的，就是一直在吃我肉，一直喝我血的人就有永生。
I will raise him up on the last day.
在末日我要叫他复活。
So in here we can see the fellowship. So in the 54, 55, 56, we can see the four aspects of this fellowship.
在54到56节，我们可以看到这个交通的四个方面。
So he says, firstly, is that the fellowship is based on eternal life.
第一方面就是说，这个交通是基于永远的生命。
At the Last Supper of the Lord, Lord Jesus invited us. Every time Christians meet together, we should have breaking bread.
最后的晚餐，主邀请我们擘饼。
Whenever you eat and drink together, right, this do in remembrance of me.
当你们吃饼喝杯的时候，是为了是纪念主耶稣。
So at Last Supper, there are two things. One is the Christ's love for us and the brotherly love. Second is the fellowship with the Lord.
最后的晚餐有两方面的意思，一个是就是主对我们的爱，还有我们兄弟相爱，第二个就是与主的交通。
And this fellowship based on the four foundations.
这个交通有四个，要基于四点。
Four points, yeah, let's do that simply. Four points. So first point is that it is based on the eternal life.
第一点是要建立在永远的生命上面。
We know that in order to have a fellowship, a true fellowship.
为了要交通，一个真正的交通的话。
Fellowship with the ultimate understanding and ultimate intimacy.
这个交通是有极大的极深的极深的理解和极深的亲密的。
We must have same life.
我们必须要有同样的生命才可以。
Now, there are a lot of people during the pandemic, they like to have dogs and cats.
在这个疫情期间，很多人都有宠物狗啊猫。
We know the dogs and cats, they can understand us to a certain extent.
Sorry.
Dogs and cats can understand us to a certain extent, to a certain degree.
猫和狗啊，理解我们也只是在一定的程度上。
But they will not be able to ultimately understand us.
他不能完全的理解我们。
It's like a bird. You want to have fellowship with the birds unless you are birds yourself.
就像鸟一样，你要是想跟一个鸟有真正的交通的话，你必须变成鸟。
It talks like a bird.
你要像鸟一样说话。
Flies like a bird.
像鸟一样飞。
So here, the fellowship, such fellowship that God wants with us and we need from God, it this fellowship has to base on the eternal life that we receive from the Lord.
所以我们和主的交通必须要基于我们从主那里领受这个永远的生命。
And here it says, this is based on the true faith, this true trust.
这是要基于那个真正的信心，真正的信靠。
And John expressed it with this statement that he who keeps eating my flesh and keeps drinking my blood has eternal life.
约翰在56节就表明了这一点，表达了这个意思，吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面。
So this, when John talk about faith, believing, he always use the verb, not the noun.
约翰讲到信心，相信的话，他一直用都是动词，不是名词。
He always use in terms of tense, present tense.
他一直用的就是现在时。
And he always use present participles, meaning continuous action, active.
它也是进行时。
So, God through John revealed to us the faith we receive had to be continually active.
从约翰起，接着约翰所说的告诉我们的这个信心必须是一直持续的。
So here says, he who keeps eating my flesh and keeps drinking my blood has eternal life.
所以这里写的，一直吃我肉，一直喝我血的人，常在我里面，我也常在他里面。
So and then, here, second point, there's two points that this is one of our second is that based on continuous active fellowship.
第二点就是要这个基于一直的持续的不断的进行的才可以。
And then third point is in 55 for my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink.
第三点是在55节，我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
It tells us a total reliance on this fellowship.
这个讲到就是完全来依靠这个交通。
And the Lord Jesus, he said, my flesh is true food, my blood is true drink. Every day, we need the food to live.
所以说说我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的，我每一天都需要食物的。
Every day we need drink.
每一天都需要喝东喝水的。
So Lord here saying that this fellowship based on the total reliance of the Lord Jesus.
所以这地方提到与主的交通必须要完全的依靠主。
And the fourth point is this. He who eats my flesh, in the verse 56, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him.
第四点就在56节里面记了，吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面。
The two things that remind me when I read this verse.
当我读这一节的时候，我就想到了两件事情。
Of course, what we eat, the food we eat this morning, breakfast, I think most people eat breakfast, it becomes part of us. It cannot be separate from us. Right? It's in our blood, in our cells, everywhere.
今天早上大家可能都吃了早餐，那个吃下去的这个食物就成为我们身体的一部分，在我们的血液里，在我们的细胞里，和我们是不可分割的。
So Lord says that that fellowship that we have is to such intimacy.
所以说说，我们这样的交通是非常的亲密的，非常的亲密。
The second thing I remember was that from the song, the romantic song I heard when I was in college.
第二件事就让我想到我在大学里面有一首非常浪漫的歌。
It talk about two lovers.
讲到两个情人。
What the love between these two lovers? Is like.
就是这两个情人之间的爱情就像。
It says that the love, these two lovers like two lumps of clay.
这两个情人就像两团那个泥土。
泥巴。
泥巴。泥巴。
Yeah, you need to mix with the water become 泥巴。So, the two lumps of clay, and they are kneaded together, mixed together, kneaded together.
这两团泥巴呢，要互相混在一起，揉在一起。
And then the lyric goes, now that I am in you and you are in me, we cannot be separated.
然后这个歌词就说，现在我在你里面，你在我里面，我们不可分离。
So this is a kind of fellowship that we all need. Lord Jesus needs us to have such fellowship.
这是我们需要的交通，就是这样的交通。所以说，希望我们有这样的像这样的亲密的交通。
If He cannot get such fellowship. Lord Jesus will not be satisfied. In a sense, his life will not be full.
是的，如果主耶稣得不到这样亲密的一个交通，他的心不满足的，就像好像他的生命不完全一样。
And we also need such fellowship. Otherwise, even if we are Christian for many decades.We still feel void in our hearts.
我们也需要这样的交通。如果没有的话，我们可能当基督徒几十年了，我们内心还是很空虚的。
So through this breaking bread, through Lord's Supper, that we actually need to enter such fellowship.
借着波饼，借着主的晚餐，我们需要进入这样的亲密的交通。
Not about the services.
不是那个外面的服饰。
Not about the preaching the gospels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
不是外面的传福音。
Not about anything else, but to meditate at Christ's love for us.
我们还没吃完呢，
不是任何别的事情，就是我们要来专注在思想主耶稣对我们的爱。
We need to know how to rest in Christ's love.
我们需要学习安息在基督的爱里面。
And have this deep, most intimate fellowship with the Lord Jesus.
和主耶稣有最亲密的一个交通。
And after this Lord's Supper,
晚餐后
you will get into a rest, right? Supposed to be a rest. But next day,
吃主的晚餐后我们应该是在安息里面
的。Because that's the supper.
因为这是，这是晚餐要休息的时候。
And the next day, we got up with Christ's love and grace, and we will be able to serve Him more faithfully.
所以第二天起来的时候，我们借着神的爱和恩典，我们可以来忠心的来服侍他。
And as last time, we shared.The result of the blessing from the fellowship, Bible tells us there's three aspects.
上一次我们也分享到，就是交通带来的结果有三方面。
And that's been the way of summarizing. That remember that three aspects we shared.
我们来总结一下我们曾分享的三个方面。
One is overcoming life.
第一个就是得胜的生命。
Second one is restoring life.
第二是被恢复的生命。
And third is resurrection life.
第三个就是复活的生命。
Remember that overcoming life, we call it in the Genesis.
得胜的生命记载在创世纪十四章。
And we look at that, we don't have time to go through that. Fourteen, then remember that when Abraham returned from defeating of.Alliance of four kings.
创世纪十四章记载了亚伯拉罕，杀败了四王的联盟以后回来。
And Sodom, king of Sodom, came out to welcome Abraham.
索多玛王出来迎接他。
And what happened was that.That on the way, there came Melchizedek.
我们可以在那个路上被麦基洗德拦截了。
And Bible says Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. Now he was priest of God, most high.
这里记载，又有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司。
We know Melchizedek in the New Testament Hebrews, and it tells us that Melchizedek actually is a type of Christ.
在新约希伯来书里面提到，麦基洗德预表主耶稣。 基督。
Yes, and then here that while Sodom, king of Sodom, came out to meet, to welcome Abraham, but in between, on the way, actually, when Abraham coming to you, King Sodom, the Melchizedek actually intercepted it, and he invited Abraham first to have this breaking bread, bread and wine.
我看见索多玛王出来迎接亚伯拉罕的时候，被在路上就被麦基洗德拦住了，用带着饼和酒来拨饼迎接他。
So we know that afterwards, when he met King Sodom,
那后来当他遇见索多玛王的时候。
He was able to overcome the temptations that King Sodom offered to him.
他有能力来胜过索多玛王给他的诱惑。
And he said, Sodom, King Sodom offered him all the possessions that four kings robbed from him.
还有说你把从四王被打败的四王里面的掳物都要给亚伯兰。
Only he want the people that return by Abraham. So he only want the people who were captivated by the four kings.But all the possessions that he wanted to give to Abraham.
所以啊，王对亚伯拉罕说，就是你就把人口给我，财物你所有的你自己拿去吧。
But Abraham was able to refuse such offering.
但亚伯拉罕有能力拒绝这样的要求的。
I think Bible very clearly from that passage tells us the grace that he received from the fellowship with Melchizedek on the way.
这段就记载了被麦基洗德在路上拦截他用和他拨饼的这个恩典所带来的恩典。
I hope that the brothers and sisters, look at the next two by itself, meditate on this. It's a story, right? It's in Luke 24, the two disciples. They are on the way to Emmaus.
第二点就是恢复的生命是记载在路加福音，就是两个门徒在以马忤斯的路上。
And the third one is resurrection life in Acts 20.
第三个就是复活的生命记载在路加使徒行传三十章。
So I think during this pandemic that we think about the reason why God calls all the churches, most all the churches in the world start gathering in person.
在这个疫情期间，我们来思考为什么神让这个地上的大多数的教会都停止了面对面的聚集。
We need to come before the Lord, ask the questions. What lessons the Lord Jesus wants us to learn?
我们要应该来到主面前问主说，在这段期间你让我们所学的功课是什么？
I think one of it is really to look at the breaking bread.
我想其中的一个原因让我们 真是要来看看，什么是波比，真正的波比。
Because one thing that we're missing the most is breaking bread together in person with brothers and sisters with the Lord.
一个最重要的，我们失去的就是与众弟兄姐妹和主，的一起的擘饼。
That's one of the most important testimony of Christian faith experience on earth as a church.
这是基督徒在地上经历的最重要的一个见证，这是对世上的见证。
And all meetings have its design purpose.
所有的 meeting, 所有的聚会都有它特别的目的。
And breaking bread is about the Lord Jesus.
擘饼是有关主耶稣的。
And he set it up for himself for us to meet every time to break bread with him.
是他自己设立的。让我每次聚集的时候都要来擘饼。
I just finished second. Just half of the things I like to share, even this is a third installment.
我想来分享第二点后半点这一点的后半点虽然说他还是在第三大点里面。
So I will not be able to finish all I prepare for today, but I'll leave that to the Lord.
我可能还没有时间来把全部分享出来，我就把这个交在主手里。
So thank the Lord for the breaking bread today we're gonna have.
对着今天我们的擘饼感谢主。
I hope that God will bless his own word.
希望主祝福他自己的工作。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Father, we truly want to thank you, praise you.
父啊，我们实在要感谢赞美你。
Because it is you who are willing to reveal your son in us.
是你愿意让你的儿子启示在我们心里。
So we can get to know him.
让我们可以来认识他。
Whoever honors the son, honor the father.
凡尊敬子的就是尊敬父。
May you help us grow in our love for Christ.
求你帮助我们在对主的爱中可以成长。
Whenever we meet together, having to break bread with the Lord and with the brothers and sisters.
我们每次聚集与弟兄姐妹与主一起擘饼的时候。
May you help us enter into the spirit of the breaking bread to remember the Lord to.Give him all the thanks and the praises.
帮助我们可以在灵里进入这个擘饼的实际，让我可以把所有的纪念你，把所有的感谢赞美给你。
In Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督最圣洁宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.